Morning, Boker Tov. Today's Amud in Eireisa is Daf Yutes, Psachim, Daf Yutes, Amud Aleph. We and Mirat Hashem are going to try to, we got a little head yesterday, we got a couple lines down on Daf Yutes, almost midway on Amud Aleph, but we'll go back to the fifth line. We'll pick it up from the sixth or seventh line, second one of the line, Vanan Hachi. We're going to pick it up from, actually, let's pick it up from Ella Rabbi Kiva, fourth line of the page. We'll pick it up from, but just to get our bearings, the goal is actually to do the entire Daf Yutes today, because a Friday, many of us are going to be away, so we'll in Mirat Hashem cover today the whole Yutes, and then tomorrow we'll do Chaf and Aleph. I guess we'll be up to date. Okay, so just to get our bearings, we had, of course, with Mechaneis Kanakanim, we are in the sixth blot already, the seventh blot of Tumah Vatara. This is blot number six. Today, Mirat Hashem will cover. By next week already, we'll be out of these Tumah Vatara Sugyas for now. But the middle of the conversations, we segued into Tumas Mashka. And there are Mechlekes, three Mechlekes Tanayim about Tumas Mashka, if it's Suffolk, if it was Metamim Eichlam, Metamim Kalim, do we make a Chilbit Eichlam Kalim? Do we say always Suffolk is Tar? Do we say always Suffolk is Tameh? We had a Rabbi Shimon says no. Legaba Eichlam, the Mashka, we assume Mesuffolk made a Tameh Eichlam. Legaba Kalim, we say the Mashka, Mesuffolk did not make a Tameh. And we explain the idea is that Tumas Eichlam, Mashka's ability to Metamah, Mashkin's ability to have tummy and be mitama, according to Rabbi Shimon, is deraisa. The gabbet tumas eichlin, the gabbet tumas mashkin is not, and therefore misafik you'll be makel. What was the source for Rabbi Yasi? When we explained this goes back already a couple of days ago. What was the source for Rabbi Yasi? Because he darshins like his Rebbe or Bekiva darshins the word yitma, the pasukim of hechsher tumah and tumas mashkin. The pasuk of this says yitma. We darshin to read it as yitame, and if we learn that the mashka could be mitama something else, but I tell you what's that? It can be mitama even. That's how we learned. But we pointed out that the Rebbe Yudarsh, Rebbe Kiv, Yudarshan, Yitma to be Tame, was darshing something totally different. He was darshing that you can have a Shlishi even by Chulin. He was darshing that Yitma, Yitame, and Chulin that became a Sheni can even make a Shlishi by Chulin. Till now we've been saying, Truma can be a Shlishi, Hektish can be a Revi, but Chulin stops a Sheni. Rabbi Kiva was saying that Chulin could be even a Shlisha. The question was, Rabbi Yasi's darshin Yitma Yitame, like Rabbi Kiva, does that mean he agrees to him, Lagabi, this Madrega of Chulin and Shlishi? And we point to everybody, yes, say Avadanat, because Rabbi Yasi makes all the Chaymah to say, I could find by Hektish even a Revi, and by Truma Shlishi. But if you hold that Chulin could be a Shlishi, then if I know that Truma is one Madrega Mochamer, and Hektish is one Madrega Mochamer than that, it should be Revi and Chamishi. The fact that Rabbi Yasi didn't say that means Rabbi Yasi doesn't like Rabbi Kiva. Okay, and says the Gemara, we're going to pick it up in the middle of that conversation. We read some of this yesterday, but we'll go back over it. Again, fourth line of the page. And the Bekiva, Savak, Rebesi, Minon. And the fact that Bekiva, who does make this drasha, who says that you can't fool my Shlishi, how do you know he doesn't agree to Rebesi's drushas that you add a level by Truma over Chulin and a level of Hekdish over Truma, which would have Rebbe Kiva ending up with a Chamishi by Hekdish and a Revi by Truma. How you know Rebbe Kiva also doesn't agree to Rebbe Yasi that you're always getting by Dragon? Rebbe Kiva is okay to have that both Chulin and Truma and by Shlishi, period. And Revi ends by, and Hekdish ends by Revi. How you know Rebbe Kiva doesn't agree to Rebbe Yasi? Says the Gemara. So he responded, of listening, because we don't find anywhere there's any time that says you have a Revi Betruma and a Chamish Bekaidish. If Rabbi Kiva would argue on, if Rabbi Kiva would agree, I should say, to Rabbi Yasi, Legabe Truma and Hekdish being one Madrega respectively more than the level before it, starting from Chulin, then there should be someone that says a better Revi by Truma and a Chamish Bekaidish. And we don't find anyone that says that. And therefore, must be Rabbi Kiva doesn't agree. Ask the Gemara, the name of Rabbi Kiva, and they'd say, it's Rabbi Kiva Shita. We don't find such a Shita. It must be Rabbi Kiva himself doesn't agree. Ask the Gemara, Vanan Hachi, Nekev, and Ismach. Are we going to rely on this? There's a concept in Shas, we've said it many times, Loi Re'inu Ein Araya. Not seeing is not a Araya, because you don't find it, that's a Araya. Right? We don't find it. If you find, not like that, that's a good Araya. Because you don't find that Rabbi Kiva says, Rivi Chamishi must be doesn't hold of it. The Lashon Vanan Ahachi Nekev Nisbach Kenei Shua just is bothered, just a technical issue that typically this Lashon is, are we going to be Seimich Nekev and establish Halacha? First of all, who says we pass the Rabbi Kiva? We Machlokes Rabbi Kiva. We're debating within Rabbi Kiva. Do we say Rivi Chamishi? But we didn't say anyway that we're for sure going to pass Rabbi Kiva over the other Tanaim in our Sugya. Number one. Number two, the whole Halacha L'Chayr is not Negei right now. Kachim, it's Hilchos L'Mashicha. Since when do we paskin halachas, we typically don't establish halachas psak in the Gemara if it's not relevant right now. We don't paskin the Mashiach, we leave that for when Mashiach comes, we'll paskin them, we don't paskin now. So Pnei Shri just points out, it gives a little bit of stupid terrors, it can have certain ramifications, but the ikur you say it is that the lashon is lav dafka, not vanan hachi v'nekev v'nismach, we should issue a psak right now. We may not be paskin v'nekev anyway, and we're not paskin real gabekdash. We just mean, are we going to rely, are we going to issue a statement and say, it must be Rabbi Kiva doesn't hold this because we didn't find him say that. Is that good enough? The Gemara says, you're right. Nafak Ravashi. Ravashi went out and he found Vitam Ravkana, and the son of Ravkana. Some say it was Ravkana that went out. Duck Vashik, and he searched and he found a good source. Their Bekiva Taka doesn't have a Ravi Bachuma and a Chamishi by Hekdish. What's the source? Hagnan, this is similar to the Mishnah. This is a Mishnah in Chagiga Daf Chof. The kli is mistarf, that's what that which is inside it, legabe tuma. So let's say you have a kli and has some food in the kli becomes tame, all the food in the kli becomes tame. The chiddush is, even though the food isn't touching each other, even though the food is not all connected, still some of the food being tame is tame of the rest of the food. Why? Because the kli is mistarf it. Where does this apply? Lekedish avle lechuma. This applies by hekdish, the salacha, but not by chuma. This applies by hekdish, but not by chuma. Ravi b'kaidish pasul, and Ravi b'kaidish is pasul, v'shishi b'tshuma. So, a separate note is that Hekdish, again, is mochamer, not just that it has tzirif, as opposed to a tshuma, which does have tzirif. Separately, Hekdish is mochamer, because Hekdish reaches Ravi, and tshuma only reaches a shlishi. Okay, that's a beautiful Mishnah in Chagiga. What does that do for us? V'amar Rabchiyah v'ava Amar b'yechanan, meidusai sh'arabekiva nishis b'tshazu, Rabchanina. Rabchiyah bar Abba, I should say, said the name of Rabbi Yechanan. How do we know this? We know this from the Eidus of Rabbi Kiva, may do say in Masechtas Idyas in the 8th parak. It's from the Eidus of Rabbi Kiva, we know this. That's how we learned the Mishnah in Idyas. Haysif Rabbi Kiva, Hasaylus Vakhtaris Velvayna Barakhalim. Rabbi Kiva added to this din of Tziruf, the din of flour. Ktiris, that's the incense, the vayna, right, the frankincense, for kecholim and coals. He added this to the dinner, being subject to the rule that what shem nagab tzuliyam b'mitzasan pasas kulan. If tzuliyam touches part of it, it's all tummy. Let's think for a second. Let's just pick the first case: flour. Flour is many, many of a pile of flour can be thousands of separate little particles, right? So if I touch flour and I'm tummy, then I make that flour tummy. L'chora, the flour that's next to what I touched, I didn't touch. How would it become tummy? It would be tummy because it touched the flour that I touched. Okay, so that would make a couple, another kernel tummy. But we know it stops by shlishi, ravi. If it goes to chamish even, you have five kernels that, of flour that are tummy. The ones I touched, and the madrigas after that. But you want to have more, all of it. How's it all tummy? The answer is the same aside. That the kli is mitzarif at all, and therefore touching the flour on one side is mitama, all the flour even on the other side. Same thing by the case of the coals and the frankincense. These are separate particles. Just, but the fact that they're together in a kli is mitzarif, and the whole pile will become tummy. So Rabbi Akiva said this din in, he's the one that said this din in Idyas in the 8th parak. So Agamar is saying, very good Shema, let's read the words now. Ravi in Chamishi Lai. Agamar is saying that the source of the Mishnah in Chagiga, who's the author? It's the Eidus of Rabbi Akiva, that's the author for the din. And what did we say in the Mishnah Chagiga? We said that Truma goes to Shlishi and Hekdish goes to Ravi, not more. Ravi in by Hekdish, Chamishi Lai, not Chamishi. Shlishi in Ravi Lai. So now we talk about a good source that Rabbi Akiva does not agree to Rabbi's Kavachaymer. Again, Rabbi Akiva clearly holds this Hulin could be a Shlishi. If he agrees to Rabbi's Kavachaymer, he should get the Truma to Ravi and Hekdish to Chamishi. Because it's clear, we're saying, because he's the source of the Mishnah Chagiga, and the Mishnah Chagiga clearly says, stops by Shlishi and Ravi respectively, must be Rabbi Akiva doesn't agree to Rabbi Asi. Okay. Says the Gemara, let's just see if everyone wants about tzirif, then we'll speak out very interesting halach l'maisa about this tzirif. Alma, kasavar tzirif drabanan. So, l'chair, we see that tzirif is drabanan. This is tzirif drabanan. Why? Because the Gemara is taking for granted that tumma of levaina, k'tairis, those, and gecholim, those aren't edible foods. So the fact that they have tumma b'chlal, if they're not edible foods, is a din drabanan. So the fact that we chose to speak about this din of tzirif in a case of items that are tamei midrabanan would indicate the whole din of tzirif drabanan. So maybe it's a chumr drabanan, then we say tzirif. That's what the Gemara is assuming. Alma kasavet tzirif drabanan. Sounds like tzirif drabanan. The fact that we chose to teach the halach of tzirif by rabbinic types of tuma would indicate that the din of tzirif is drabanan as well. Upligi drabchanan, and this argues Rabbi Yechanan, who learned that, who connected the din of tzirif with this din of Rabbi Akiva, by case of Rabbanan, argues on Rav Chanan, Tamar Tzirif Taraisa. Rav Chanan says, no, the din of Tzirif is actually biblical, it's Taraisa, and he brings a pasuk. What's the pasuk? Shenemar, the pasuk we hear lean many times, of all of Chanukah, Parshas Nasai, Shenemar Kafachas, Asar Zav Lein Kateris, right? Hakasav Dolashim Kafachas, Hakasav Asa Kol Masha Bekaf, Achas. Anything in the spoon is achas, is considered one, is mistarif. So anything in the spoon is mistarif, which means, again, back to our basic halacha, if you have tumma in a kli. You have, let's say, in a kli, two different piles of food in the same kli. And the guy whose tummy touches one pile and makes a tummy, the other pile in the kli will also be tummy, because tzirif, the kli, is mistarif altogether, and it's considered as one entity, and it's all going to be tummy. And the machlekes is, between Rabbi Yechanan was saying, and Rabbi Chiya bar Avin, Reb Chanan, I should say, Reb Chanan is saying that it's in Dereisa, Kaf Achas Melech Teres, tells me it's one Kaf, it combines everything. And Reb Yechon, who compares it, who says the source is, the idea is really based on the Mishnah of Idyas, which talks about Levina and Keteris and Gechalim, which are only rabbinic tumas, it makes sense that the Nevtzir also would be rabbinic, so it's a discussion whether this Nevtzir is Drabbana or Dereisa. Okay, before we get to next Gemara, this din of tzirf is very relevant. Halach lemaisa. We're talking about tzirf like abituma, tumas kachim, b'chayim. It's not so relevant as man is that, but where is it relevant? Tuma b'chal is not so relevant as man is that. Where is it very relevant? It's relevant legabe shir afresh chala. We know in order to be mafresh chala, the chiyuv of chala is when one has typically say 5 pounds, 8 cups of flour, 5 pounds of flour. I think the Gemara brings the shir is 43 and some odd eggs is the shir for chala. What if a person puts together in one kli, he has two piles of dough, and together they're a shir of challah. But separately, they're not a shir of challah. Separately, each pile is only 22 eggs. Each pile is only 2.5 pounds. Would there be a chiv of challah there? If your kli is mistarif, that'll make a chiv of challah. You make a bracha, I'll make a chiv of challah. So the version bring that yes, that the kli is mistarif, and therefore, there would be a chiyuv of challah in that case. Not only would there be a chiyuv of challah if the two doughs are together in the same kli at the same time prior to being baked, which is the pashas, the ikar mitzvah of being mafresh challah is hafresh challah min ha'isa. That's the lashon habracha from the dough. Shulchan Aruch brings that. Let's say it already was baked. A more common case where now you baked it. So even if it was, 10 pounds of flour initially, when you baked it, you have a bunch of different separate loaves. So then you're not going to have a shear together. The halacha is if you put it all in one kli. The Shulchan Aruch learns that even if the bread's already baked, so I'll put it on kli, you can still take challah after it's already baked. The Mishmur brings the Yesh Aymer, they should actually try to make sure that the bread or the dough is touching each other and not rely on the tzir of kli alone. Meaning you're putting all the challah on one big tray, that's you could rely on it. Shulchan Aruch says, Mishmur says, l'chatchila, better to put the challah on one tray and have all the challahs touching, one touching the next, make them all touch each other. And some people actually also take, let's say, like a towel or a cover and put like an oil on it, also to cover, to make it also consider more masar. But the idea of tzir of kli certainly applies. Halach lemaisa saying applies even after the challah is baked to be able to take challah from a group and to be, have a mitzvah of challah when it's mistarf to a shir. The Tanya Rabbasi brings based on the Rashi. What's the source of all this? Our Gemara Kaf Achas Malay Asaras Amalei Keteres. The Kaf Achas says the kli's mistarf on a derice level, and therefore the chi of challah would apply. That's the Tanya Rabbasi brings the right this idea the din of challah again very relevant today is from our sugya. However, the Reim brings a qualification, and he says that the tzirf by challah is being learned from kachim. And therefore, since it's learned from kachim, what do we say by kachim? It's mistarif to make tumma. So here too, it's mistarif to make a chiyuv challah. What about the other way? What about a tzirf to pater? How would it be mistarif to pater? What would be the case? The lacha by challah is, it's really the ikar lacha by truma as well. We establish a shiur of truma, one in 40 is a generous person, one in 50 is a regular person, one in 60 is a stingy person. But the shiur of truma maker din is chita achas pateres akri. One stalk paters the entire kri. You have 1,000 stalks. Forget about one in 40, one in 50, one in 60. Minatayra, one stalk you take for truma, paters the entire kri. Challah, same thing. One little bit paters the whole thing. So here's the next shaila. What if I have a pile of dough that's by 45 eggs? I have 43 and change the shiur. It's 45, for sure, a shiur of challah. I have a second pile, for sure, share of challah. Separate piles. I really should be chayev to take on each pile, challah, separately, unless somehow mitzarefit, that would be tziruf lekula. Being mitzarefit would allow me to only take challah once. Do we say tziruf lekula? Rebbe says no. Since the source of learning at tziruf is from kachim, and by kachim it's legabe tumah, which is the din of chumra, so also by challah, we'll apply it lechumra to say chayev challah, to create a chayev challah, but you will not apply it lekula to say that taking one challah will pater the entire, right? A person is in a bakery, right? That makes big vats of dough. Over there, a little challah is good enough for everything, right? But over here, where it's two separate piles and they're in the same kli, we're not going to say tzirif in order to be makel. That is the reim. However, Rif, Rambam, Rosh, they argue. They say that even though we just have a tanya rabasi and clearly, Rav is doing the same way as well, that the source of tzir by challah is this pasuk in our sugya of kafachas melea asar zav melea keteris. However, they bring that there's a pasuk by challah. I'm not sure what the pasuk is. I forget already. There's a pasuk by challah itself. And once there's a pasuk of tzir by challah itself, you would say tzir by challah, bein lechumra, bein lekula, and you'd be able to take even on two combined shirim of obligation of challah, you could take one challah, that's enough, because we combine as long as they're in the same kli. One side point in the Sefer Chinuch, one last point we've been discussing, taking challah, if one forgot, you're taking it even if the challah is already baked, the Sefer Chinuch brings, you can only do it while it's still warm. While the bread's still warm, you can do it afterwards, too late, as Sefer Chinuch, much of everyone agrees to that, but that is the Sefer Chinuch. Okay. Says the Gemara further. Tanasim. Once we're on the topic, this is really a me'inyan l'inyan b'is inyan. We've been discussing, we're in the sugya of Rav Chanina Sgan HaKohanim. We started already back almost 6 blot ago on Daf Yadala. Right? 5.5 blot ago. Now, there was another memra in Idias from Rav Chanina Sgan HaKohanim. There's a few other memras in Idias from Rav Chanina Sgan HaKohanim, but another one relating to Tumma. So we quote it over here. That's the connection with the Chayr, why it comes up over here. Tanasim. We looked over there in the Mishnah. This is again a Mishnah in Idias. But it's the author is, it's Mishnah back in the second paragraph of Idias, but the author is Rechins Kana Kohanim, and it's Tumah related, so it comes up in our Sugya. Al Machashus of Basar, if you shecht an animal, and they found, and it relates actually to the, it's going to relate to the Mikdash also, not Stam, to Matara. If they shecht an animal, and they found that the Basar, and they found a needle in the flesh of the animal. Shasakin Vedaim Teres, the knife that was used to do the Shechita Tar, we don't assume that became Tameh from the needle, and as are the Adayim, the hands of the one who did the Shechita is Tar, Fabasa, but the flesh where the needle is found then is going to be Tameh. Nimsis is Parish, if the needle was found in the animal's dung, in the excrement of the animal, Hakol Tar, then everything's going to be Tar. Amar Bekiva, Zachinu Sheitab Zam Mikdash, we were Zeicha, Reb Chanina's testimony that we just said, that the Yidayim won't become Tameh, we were Zeicha to see the Chamim, even though there's Chumras of Tumas Yidayim, they were not Machmor when it came to the Mikdash, because again, we spoke out earlier, we don't want to proliferate Tumah in the Mikdash, that's one place we want to be careful not to make, even when we make Zeirus, we don't make Zeirus, that's going to cause extra Tumah, and therefore, Yidayim and the Mikdash are not Tameh, there's again a leniency that the Yidayim over here are not Tameh. So, we're going to see shortly what needle are we talking about. The needle is presumed to be Tameh, obviously, in this case. We'll see soon about the needle, but before we get there, we had said in the Mishnah, the sakin that was used for Shechita, and the Yadayim Atar. And Rav Akiva says, we rezeicha the Yadayim in the Mikdash Antame. Shouldn't he say we rezeicha the Yadayim and Kalim? The sakin star and the Yadayim Atar. Says the Gemara, the name of Shein Tumas Yadayim, the Kalim Mikdash, why don't we keep saying there's no Tumas Yadayim or Tumas Kalim in the Mikdash, say both. Amarid Rav, Vitaim Rabesi Barachanina, Yadayim Kaidim Gezeris Kalim Nishdu. So he explained that Yadayim was taught before the Gezeris Kalim, meaning there was a point of time where they only had a Gezerah of a din of Yadayim, Tumas Yadayim, but there wasn't yet a Gezerah of Tumah Kalim. And therefore, Rabbi Kiva at that point of time had said that we have Zechinu, that we don't have the Tumas Yadayim in the Mikdash. It was prior to the Gezerah of Tumas Kalim in the first place, and therefore it didn't have a, need a leniency in the base of Mikdash because it didn't even exist. Okay. Amar Rabbi. Rabbi says, one second, you tell me that the Gezeris Yadayim was prior to Gezeris Kalim. They both were taught in the same attic at the same time. But Tavar Babiam Gazru, they both were taught on the very same day. Which day was this? This is on Dafi Gimel and Shabbos. Famous Mishnah, the Gabi Tumah V'Tara. Shabbos also has a whole Arichas couple of about Tumah V'Tara. And also, Psach Mazaf Yadalin, and Shabbos is Gimel and Beis, very close in numbers. So tonight we learned the Mishnah in Shabbos and Dafi Gimel and Beis. Hasefer, in that Mishnah that they were, this was the time of Beis Shammai's numbers outnumbered Beis Hillel, and they went up in the attic and they established a bunch of Adinim of Lugabi Tivatar on that day. And one of the things they discussed was as follows. Sefer, that's a Kisvei Kodesh, Vayadayim, and someone's hands that weren't washed, down as Yadayim, Vatzful Yayim, Va'echum Akalim, Shinu Mashkim, or Echum Akalim became in contact with Mashkin. The lacha is, this is all part of the Shemar Nesu Gezeris, that they all considered Tameh, and the Gezeris that day. This is a big question, just a side point, we're not going to enter it now, but Tetzel discusses it. One of the things we mentioned is the Yadayim, of course. It's not such a side point, it's really a Sugya. Yadayim was saying, they would gaze Yadayim automatically at Tameh until you rinse the Yadayim. That's the mission over there. That's why I bring up over here. And in that same mission, discusses Kalim as well. That's the question. But just on Yadayim, the Gemara also tells us that Shleim HaMelech was ready gazer on Nitzias Yadayim. And we actually have at least a drush of the Gemara. It's Shalom, I think it's Shalom the Girza, but on the words Ekev that Avramin listened to Mishmarti Chayis Mitzvahs Kesrasai. So I'm saying, what do you do? Avramin even kept the Nitzias Yadayim. I think it's one of the things they said he kept. So it existed long before L'chaira, the concept of even maybe the Gzeira obviously wasn't by Avramin's time, but Shleim HaMelech, we say, was Nigzer on Nitzias Yadayim. What's the difference between Shleim HaMelech at this time and the Gzeira was saying over here in the attic at that time? Much later by the Tanaim. Okay, leave it for now. Tesis in Shabbos discuss it. But the point is that the Kalim and the Yadayim were seemingly imposed on the same day. Elam Rava, Shrava says, the reason why Rabbi Kiva wasn't so excited about the fact that the Tumah Sakin, we have an exemption for Tumah Sakin, and he only was excited about the exemption from the Tumah of the Yadayim, by the case of the Shechting animal finding the needle, is Hanach Tumah Sakin, Dafilu Bechulun Amin Lamitami, because that wasn't a leniency Lagabe Hektish. That then would apply even by Chulin. Why? Let's do the math. Hi Sakin is nice chazar of what we had a past couple of months. Hi Sakin, the Nagamai. How did the Sakin become Tumah? Ilim Nagam Basar. If the Sakin became Tumah because it itself touched, if you say it touched the busser in which the needle was found. But let's say the bus became tummy from the needle. But we know, we just said, just in the past couple of blads, that eichlin are not matamik kalim. And therefore the sakin will not become tummy from the eichlin, from the busser. Elamai wouldn't maybe touch the needle itself. El denaka machak maybe touch the needle itself. But guess what? Ain't kli matamikli. Kli matamikli. The sakin can only become tummy from a direct tummy source, but not from another kli, and not from eichlin. It does not receive tumma from any of the above. So it's not a chiddush that we're saying that legabe hektish we're being makel. We're not makel hektish. This sack will not be tummy, even if the whole story of shechting an animal, finding a needle in its busser, was talking about chulin, it wouldn't be tummy. So Rabbi Akiva stressed that we find the kula by yadayim, by hegdish, because yadayim is a leniency that got by hegdish. Sakin he didn't stress, because sakin would have been tar regardless, even out of the context of hegdish, sakin would be tar in this case regardless. Ask the Gemara basic question, hi machat my vidde. What's the case? It's machat. What's the case? We have to hurry up. Let's at least get, we'll get a little past the doubts. Hi machat, we'll go another 3-4 minutes. Hi machat my vidde. What is this case of machat? The name is Safik machat. If we're talking about a case of a Safik machat, what's the case of machat? If it's a case of Safik, we're not sure what the status of this machat was. Va'itmar, we learned, they didn't make a gzeira on suffix of rake that we're not sure, meaning it is rake, it's saliva, but it's not identified who's the source of it. And again, saliva that comes from a zava, mitzera, he led us as well tummy, right? So we're not sure who the source of this saliva is. They weren't gzeira on the suffix rake b'shushlayim. Why not, by the way? It's really double whammy, because in Yushlayim there's lots of tumma v'tara, lots of kashim, and therefore people that are tummy used to refrain from really walking the future time. They didn't populate so much. And if you would say the chumra, it would also have much more ramifications. Okay, but the main reason is what we just said, the main reason is that those people didn't frequent these areas. We'll see later in the Amid, when in a place where they did frequent, like a market, we would be more concerned. Okay, so we're not concerned we go to kula on the spit, stam spit that's found in Yishlaim, we go to kula, stam saliva. The chanam Rav says, like Gazal Savi Kelim Shushlaim, here's one of the part that we need. We're not sure who says what, but the other one says, from Rav and Reis Mechina, one of them says that Savi Kelim, we're not geyser. So if the needle itself were not sure what the status is, why on earth would we make any have any issues over here? Avidim Rav, answer number one is kind of machat to mace, the kibra buser. Answer number one is that we knew it was tummy. It's a very fancy way of saying that we'll attach the words. He lost, there was a machat that became tummy to mace, was lost, and then he recognized it inside the animal. So that's the merge with comes to explain, coming up with the so explain the Lashem and Nimsis. You found a needle inside. It means you found a needle that you knew to be tummy. That's essentially the merge answer. Okay, what was the case of machat? What's the status of the machat? The answer is we knew it was tummy. Period. That's answer number one. Basically, Avinav Amar, no. Gain Shaisapara Chasuma Uba Mechus Yishlayim. The case is where we have a cow that was muzzled and it was being brought as a carbon, and it was muzzled all the way from outside Yishlayim. So which means it swallowed the needle prior to Yishlayim. Yes, in Yishlayim, Kelim Matar, Stam Kelim, including the needle on the floor. But out of Yishlayim, Stam Kelim Matame. And that's the case where it came to Yishlayim with the needle running its throat, and therefore when you shech the animal and you find the needle inside, we're going to assume that it became, that the needle was Tame, because the needle came from outside Yerushalayim. Okay, Kufa. Rablaz Rabbeisi Bar Chanina. Chadam Alei Gazu Al Safik Arikish Yishlayim. Once they weren't grazer on the Safik of the suffix status of spittle of saliva in Yishlayim, b'chanam alei gazur, al-suffix kalim shibishlayim. Reik et tanina kelim tanina. We have two maram saying dinim, one about reik, spit, saliva, and one about kalim. Both these dinim were already taught. Reik et tanina, kalim tanina. Reik et tanina, we learned reik already at the time we learned the name Mishnah. This is a Mishnah in Shkolim. All the spittle that's found, saliva found in Yishlayim, is considered dar, is presumed to be dar, except for that in the marketplace, like we said before, because the marketplace, that's where people frequent, even people that aren't tar frequent there, and therefore we're worried about saliva. But everywhere else, the people who aren't tar won't hang out there, and therefore we assume the saliva is tar. So what do you need the memra of, whether it's Rebelez or Reis Machin, whoever it is, about saliva being tar? It's a Mishnah in Shkalim. The Chiddush was that even though we know a Zav passed through, meaning maybe the presumption is, as long as I don't know anyone's a Zav here, and I find saliva in Yerushalayim, I say it's tar. But once I know a Zav walked through, now I got to be worried that maybe it came from the Zav. Kamashman, even then, even if Zav passed through, you could be saying like that. I'll be right. This live does not come from that Zav. Kalim Tanina, Kalim also is the Mishnah. We already learned. Itan, Kol Kalim is in Yerushalayim, all Kalim found in Yerushalayim, Dechrida, the base Tefila. All Kalim found in Yerushalayim, the Lechus as follows. If they're on the Derech, the path leading down to the Mikvah Tmeim, they consider Tameh, Hadam, Megadiyah. On the way down to the mikvah, the tummy, because they were obviously dropped on the way going to the mikvah. Why are they going to the mikvah? Because of the tummy, so they could presume to be tummy. Make a diak called the alma tyrin. But if they weren't on the way down to the mikvah, they'd be tar. Isn't that a clear diak that all kelim yishlayim are presumed to be tar? Who needs the memra of the amira of Rabbeis Mechanin or Belazar? Says, Amos Sefer, go to the very same Mishnah you just quoted. What does it say? Der Chaliyah Tarin. If it's on the way out of the mikvah for the tar, make a diyak kadam atzmein. Make a diyak for that same Mishnah the other way. From the Sefer of the Mishnah, you can be dying that if it's anywhere else in Yishlaim, it's going to be Tameh. So, Ella Hagufa. We're not sure which diyak is the ikker and what's the din by Stam Kelim Yishlaim. The diyak of the Reisha would tell me, Stam Kelim Yishlaim Atar. Diyak of the Sefer would tell me, Stam Kelim Yishlaim Atameh. So, Ella Reisha Davka, the Sefer Davka, Ula Puke Gazaisa. So, the answer is that the Reisha Stakadavka, Stam Kelim Yishlaim Atar, only Kelim going down to the Mikvah Atameh, right? The Sefer, which says Kelim coming up Atar, doesn't mean Davka those Kelim, other Kelim was Atar. So why would the Sefer say that? The Fuki, one of the cases, Gazaisa, if there's a narrow alleyway near the mikvah, then we'd be machmer. But any other place outside of Yishlayim, we're going to be makel. So now we have a Shmack of Shad. We need the Amira to tell us Adler the Mishnah. And the Mishnah is not clear that Stam Kalem are going to always be tar. Maybe back to the safe that Stam Kalem Atame. No, Rabbi Lazar or Reis Bechlin, whoever it was that spoke about Kalem, was the one that Gufa told us to be like the Reisha, Stam Kalem, in Yishlayim Atar, be like that with the Reisha, and don't be like the safe. By the way, this idea of we're going to stop over here and pick up for it tomorrow, Mitzvah, and we're going to fully finish that, but we're pretty close. But this idea that going down to the mikvah, for those that have visited Eretz Yisrael and gone on some of the tours, I'm sure it's found in Yishlaim as well. I happen to have seen it in a mikvah outside Yishlaim, a couple hours away, further towards the north, but there was a clear ditch into the ground, which looked like a bar, a pit of mikvah, and there was steps going, there were steps that clearly led downward. I'm not sure how we knew which was down, which was up, but there was a staircase one way, a staircase other way, and the question is why they did that. So the historians, some wanted to say that one side was men and one side was women. They were both really going down. One side was men, one side was women. But others want to say that no, it's Mamash this Mishnah. That, again, this Mamash steps right by the mikvah. This is not like far away, the path to the mikvah. It's right by the mikvah. But there were steps going down, steps going up, and the reason was because the people going down, there used to be a lot of people going on the way to be a regular Yishlayim. They would go to the mikvah, and you want to have the people who are going down to the mikvah don't bump into the people who are already coming out. So you had once, you know, one-way traffic. People going down one steps, up the other steps. That would be a clear scenario of this Mishnah. Have a wonderful day.